You're listening to a podcast from Newstalk ZB. Follow this and our wide range of podcasts now on iHeartRadio.
Let's talk motorsport now on the All Sport Breakfast, and it's off to Pukekohe we go. The grand old lady of New Zealand racetracks, no doubt about that, 60 years, and it all winds up this weekend. Angus Fogg, who I wouldn't say has spent 60 years racing there, but it must be close enough, former New Zealand V8 champion who's there this weekend, joins us now. Angus, the memories must be flowing back. It's kind of a sad time for you all, and welcome.
Well, from what I can remember, you know, speaking of 60 years, I've been coming here for damn near 40, so... it's been very kind. It's also been very cruel. That's kind of racing for you, but especially at Pukekohe because of the nature of the circuit. You know, it's rough, it's bumpy, it's hasn't got a lot of runoff. It's fast. If anything's going to happen, it's going to happen big.
And this weekend, is it likely to? Because this is a huge meet for the weekend. We're talking of a number of categories right across what you had qualifying yesterday. You got racing order today, racing tomorrow as well. I think it's 8 separate categories, so there should be a lot of action right across those classes, Angus.
A lot of action, yeah. Huge amount of classes and good fields in all the classes. Obviously, everybody wants to be here for the last hurrah, and the weather's looking fantastic as well. So, hey, it's going to be action packed. It's really good to see the mix of classes the organisers have got here, and even from minis, which have been racing here since before I was born, probably, and you to the latest turbocharged carbon fibre thing, so yeah, pretty cool, really.
Well, minis would be a special thing for you. You've a couple of times national mini champion, aren't you?
Yes, I've done a couple of laps around here in a mini, the thing with the mini good days that I remember most of Pukekohe is not only the success and whatever, but the camaraderie and the after hours hijinks were pretty legendary too. So we're sitting in the pits where the old tote building used to be. Well, there was many a larrikin performing there, but that's all gone. And in a few months, I guess it'll be kind of flattened, and the horses will be neighing around.
I expect as well, Angus, there'll be a lot of tall tales being told over the weekend from team members, from drivers, organisers, the lot, as they reflect back on an amazing 60 years. And I think the drivers have probably got quicker and quicker as long as the yarns have lasted, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the yarns are, I'm as fast as I used to be, or however that goes. I saw Ross and Jimmy Stone in the pits before, and it was neat to catch up with them. They're local tour cowboys, and obviously gone a long way in motor racing. Neat to see people like that. They've flown over from Australia especially to celebrate with the few other old legends of the era and of the track.
Now, yourself, as I said, you've raced minis. You're a former New Zealand champion. You're a New Zealand V8 champion about a dozen or so years ago. I think in a radio sport car too, which takes me back to the old days. So you've had your hand in a number of categories. This weekend, what are you pedalling in?
This weekend, we're in my black and gold Daya Russell Mustang, so central Napa Central muscle cars, with our second to last round for the season. And everybody enjoys coming to Pukekohe and letting that 800 horsepower rip.
And who is your main competition here? Where are you sitting currently in the championship?
Oh, the championship's not treating me very well. It's funny. It's a funny old thing. But, we've won most of the races, really, and going really well. We're on pole position for this round. And I guess we just got to see it off and see who's still standing at the end. But, hey, it's a fantastic category. Lots of noise and smoke and stuff that people like to watch. So yeah, really, really pleased to be involved.
No sign of an electric car then?
There might be a couple in the in the spectators area, but man, if this is Bathurst and there was an electric car, that somebody have it tipped upside down on fire, I'm sure of it.
They would. So,
did I make my feelings about electric cars, mate?
I think you may have done. It's the Bookie Guy. It's the Flying Farewells. Obviously, you're competing the central muscle cars, but out of all of the categories, is there one that piques your interest more than others?
No, they're all kind of interesting because I've been around for so long. They're all kind of relevant to me, going through the years, and it's a bit of a nostalgia, for us to look at cars that we used to race minis and pre-65s. you know, there's all sorts of, so it's going to be epic. I just, yeah, I'm probably not going to sleep too much tonight, even though I desperately need it.
Indeed you do, and I'm sure a lot of energy is being expelled, not only in the driving, but in the telling of the tall tales. It's a huge weekend at Pukekohe Park Raceway, the last race meeting for cars in 60 years. Get amongst it, and it's all Speedworks have put this on. And Angus Fogg, thanks very much for joining us. You enjoy your high-speed trip down memory lane, my friend.
Will do. Thank you, Darcy. Cheers, mate.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.